Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Palace Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, our last game preview, season finale in Minnesota, and Jay Cutler is back. What do you expect from the offense?
You know, I go back and watch the first Minnesota tape. The conditions weren't great. It was really cold out, maybe similar to what the circumstances are going to be this weekend. And look at what were your strengths and your weaknesses. Look at how you could take formations and put Minnesota into a defense that they increase their vulnerability. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take a game plan, devise it to the strengths of Jay, continue to try to use the running game, and again, evaluate what you did well out of that first time to play against them.
Mentally, only Jay knows where Jay is, but what is your opinion in terms of this is a guy who gets benched 1 week and then all of a sudden he's back leading the offense? Where is he at, do you think?
You know, he's got to be a properly prepared professional because Jay has 10 other guys on offense that are going to count on him to understand what he's saying, and he knows what it means coming out of his mouth. And Jay does. But again, he's going to have some assistance. He's going to have big catches. He's going to have enthusiasm out of Martellus Bennett. He's going to have an offensive line that provides some running room for Matt Forte. Because if you think you're going to go to Minnesota and rely on Jay Cutler to win this game for the Chicago Bears team, it's not going to happen that way.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Unfortunately, the Bears lost yet another starter, Willie Young, out for the rest of the season, the last game with a torn Achilles. That's five starters. Yep. A lot of rookies are getting an opportunity to play. Who's caught your eye so far?
You know, David Bass and Cornelius Washington have started to come on throughout this season. Cornelius Washington has done a nice contribution on special teams, but I still think his athleticism at defensive end position is still out there. So I want to see David Bass and Cornelius Washington excited about their opportunity. Because believe it or not, you can gain some leverage by playing well in these last games of the season, both of what your future is thought of in the NFL, and you can make some money. There's guys out here on the cusp of contracts like Stephen Paya and a guy like Alshon Jeffrey that need to go out and play like pros.
Teddy Bridgewater looks like he's playing better now than when he was the first time the Bears played the Vikings. What do you expect from the defense in terms of going against him, and what are some of the challenges he presents?
Don't let him rely on his feet for escape. He's got arm strength. He's got intelligence. He's getting a better understanding of the system week in and week out. And he's got a really complementary running game that is a strength. But if you let him dictate the conclusion of some plays with his feet, that's when you can really get caught out of position for a big pass or even out of position if he wants to turn it off field and run.
Tom, now comes my favorite part of the program where we ask your take on a memory against the team we're playing against. But I'm not going to ask you about when you played. Let's go back to 2010 when the Bears played outdoors at the University of Minnesota like they're doing this weekend. I remember the game great. The Bears clinched the division championship. Devin Hester broke the record. It was a very exciting time. Brett Favre's last game, too. What do you remember from that game?
I remember Jeff and I getting ready to go into the stadium. We're doing a live show outside because they didn't let the people go in because there was so much snow. And there was a Bears fan there waving his arms with no shirt on trying to show his support. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a Minnesota fan hits him in the middle of the chest with a snowball, and a big fight ensued. So I always remember that before the stadium doors opened. But when they opened the doors and they let that crowd filter in, you didn't know what to expect. And then there was Corey Wooten, who got a big shot on Brett Favre and kind of ended his evening. And Bears fans, I think they have some fond memories in this stadium. So let's see if they can recapitalize on those past memories.
I definitely remember that game as well. I remember Devin Hester breaking the record. It was very exciting. The Bears winning that game outdoors. It was also the game where Brett Favre was ruled out of the game, and then all of a sudden he magically started. I think it was a bad decision given what happened to him with Corey Wooten.
Right.
He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview at ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.